Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the May 16th meeting of the Bettendorf City, Bettendorf Plan and Zone Commission. Could I have the roll call, please?
Clement?
Here.
Burt?
Here.
Kepler? Voss?
Here.
Rafferty?
Here.
Stoltenberg?
Here.
Quinlan?
Thank you. We have a quorum, and I would like to welcome a new member to our Zone Plan and Zone Commission, Mr. Jeffrey Burt, who I understand was just appointed last evening, and he's already serving. So thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of April 18th. I think you've all been given copies of those minutes. So have any additions or corrections?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of April 18th.
All right. Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. The next item is review of commission procedures. Basically, we are an approval body for the city council on matters of zoning and platting and site plans. We do appreciate any comments you might have. If you do wish to address us, please go to the podium in the back of the room and state your name and address and be recognized, and then we'll move on from there. The next item on the agenda is case 12029. It's lots 2 and 3 of the area subdivision. It's a we're going to have two items here. It's both the land use amendment and rezoning. We'll take those together as we usually do. Do we have a staff report, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The site can be reached by coming down state, going up 29th Street. Here are the two lots. You also have 30th Street down here, and there is a somewhat of an access easement here, but the main body or the main access point will be from 29th Street if the rezoning proposal goes forward along with the land use change. Currently, this is a traditional residential land use designation on these two lots. However, you do have medium density over here in these areas, which are R4, and you do have it over here. There is R4 zoning, which the petitioner is asking for, buffering this R2 area up here, this R2 area up here, and further residential areas over here from all of the C3 and C4 zoning in this area. So basically, that was the idea behind this. These two lots are somewhat left alone here. There is another lot, I believe, also in this area that is zoned residential. But for purposes of this issue, the petitioner is requesting that these two lots, 2 and 3, of area subdivision are to be rezoned so that he may build a three-level multifamily structure on this location. And what he intends to build essentially is a three-unit structure, which each would have three different levels, and essentially each unit would be constituted as a floor. This is the area right here. If you were to come up 29th Street, you would come to the area. Essentially, there are two residences down here in this area. There was a residence further in here on these two lots, but it's since been removed. Most of this area here is commercial, and there is a ridge line that runs up here where the elevation at the top is substantially higher than what is down below. And this is if you were entering 30th Street, you'd enter in this way to get to this level right here where lots 2 and 3 are, and these lines somewhat crudely mark where that is, and you have a property line that runs over in this direction down to the south. Lots 2 and 3 are in this area. This area facing this direction goes down to State Street. This area over here goes down to 29th, and there is a deep drop off in topography, but given that the area itself, there is a big change in the height level, and the fact that you do have existing housing already up on 30th Street, putting this type housing in would potentially serve as a buffer, as the petitioner would like to do. Staff, in reviewing the proposal for the land use amendment and the rezoning, recommends approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Do we have any questions from the commission? Greg, I do. This is R2 right now, correct?
Yes.
And the properties on the upper level, are they R2 also?
Yes.
So this was really zoned to be compatible with those properties?
It would be more residential in nature, yeah. I mean, at the existing standpoint, it is. Attempting to put that structure, that type structure up here with, if you were to put a single-family structure, and you're somewhat limited by this 20-foot wide access that would be coming in, by having it front out here in 29th Street, and also by putting a somewhat greater density in there, you're transitioning from the commercial into somewhat of a higher density here, a medium-density residential, and then back here to the traditional residential. So it's serving that purpose. Those two lots sort of are oddball lots. Probably there are remnants left over from the 1950s. A great deal of this area was done in the 50s and earlier when it came to commercial zoning. So the commercial zoning has really taken over, and that's why we see this and anticipate this area to be more of a medium-density residential as we see in other areas over here and then further up here. And you can see this commercial and that commercial. So this is acting to buffer this area up in here, which is R2.
Yeah, I can see that if the access is from the lower level. I can see that.
And that's essentially what we're, the petitioner is also wishing that to be the entry point at 29th Street.
Okay. All right, do we have any discussion from the audience? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Chris McDaniel. I live at 519 29th Street. I've been there since 1990. My late husband was there in the late 70s before that. I want to know how this is going to affect the traffic on the road. The street is a hill. As it is, I have children coming over from other streets that slide down that hill in the wintertime, which is dangerous. They try to slide down my driveway, which is dangerous. Just a few weeks ago, my yard flooded because the Bettendorf main was backed up. I had to call emergency plumbers out, and they had to backwash up the Bettendorf main. I had sewage in my yard. I want to know how this is going to impact my home.
Okay.
At such time as the petitioner brings to us a site plan, because that is required, this is a multifamily type unit that he's constructing, there will be an opportunity to comment on the design that's presented. And the water in and of itself, stormwater, will be addressed at that time along with the utility connections and anything else that may impact surrounding properties. Right now, we're just simply looking at the zoning and land use aspects, but the design aspects will come up later for public hearing.
What will this do to my taxes?
Due to your taxes, I don't know. You'd almost have to present that to the county assessor and ask them what that has the potential to do.
Okay, so you're talking access off 29th as opposed to 30th.
There's provision for it off of 30th, but it's a 20-foot wide strip, whereas the access on 29th we would prefer, and we would want the homeowner or the condominium owner to use that access because it's an improved access. There is no improved access from the top, and I don't know that any such thing could be built to those standards. There could be a drive up there potentially, but again, we want the petitioner to go the 29th Street route.
Okay. Also, I'm sure you're aware of the fact that it's virtually impossible to get up 29th Street after there's been a snowstorm. It gets very slick and very slippery until the plows come through and put down salt. There's been times when I've had to park down at the top of the hill, down at the bottom of the hill, and walk up to my home. So if you're going to have multifamilies living up there, you're going to have to, something is going to have to be done about that winter access also.
Yeah, that's understandable, but this is only about zoning right now.
Okay, well, I don't know. Do I say that I'm against it or what?
You can say that.
I am against it.
Right, thank you. Does anybody else have anything to say about this issue? If not, any further discussion from the commission? Can I have a motion on case 12029, the land use amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12029, subject to staff recommendations.
I have a second?
Second.
Second A motion was made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Hearing none, the motion carries. The next item is case 12030. This would be the actual rezoning to from subdivision, I'm sorry, from R2 to R4. Can I have a motion to approve or?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12-030, subject to staff recommendations.
Thank you. A second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. Those opposed? Hearing none, the motion also carries. The next item on the agenda is item 6, the preliminary plat for case 12033, Greyhawk Additions, submitted by KW Development. Do we have a staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, this site has already come before the Planning and Zoning Commission as a rezoning, with this portion going to R3 potentially, and this here going to R1. That is still before the City Council, I believe, in process. The site can be reached from Tanglefoot Lane here, and then we have Tanglewood Road up here. Both portions of the subdivision can be reached from that particular road, Tanglewood Road, and then up here we have what will be one flagged lot with one access for these two lots here. Proposal is shown here, and I've got it at a larger level here to show what exactly we have. We have 28 lots of record. We have two detention basins, with this area here draining in pretty much to that detention basin, and there being a split where these lots here will drain into outlot A. There will be a limited access here to Tanglewood Road, where lot 26 will be permitted to have access directly, and then again lots 27, 28, they will be permitted to have direct access to Tanglefoot Lane. Staff, in reviewing this report, supports the petitioner's request with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
I have one. Is there plans to improve Tanglewood?
Tanglewood Road?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, eventually. It's not in the five-year CIP.
Okay.
But it is a well-traveled mm-hmm. Seal coat road, so I would anticipate, you know, probably relatively soon. Okay.
Any other questions? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none. Have a motion, please.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move the case 12-033 be approved but subject to the staff recommendations.
Can I second that?
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Hearing none. That motion carries. Next item is case 12034. This is a site development plan for 2339 53rd Avenue, submitted by the Accentra Credit Union.
Mr. Chairman, this site, you've seen this site selected before by Accentra Credit Union. Falcon Avenue here, 18th Street, 53rd Avenue right there. This plat here is Hunter Woods Commercial Park, 2nd Edition. It has several conditions, though, that somewhat relate here. There is a care easement area that has to be maintained 10 feet either side of this boundary, and you do have an access right here with no direct access permitted from here to 18th, and that's also evident on the first edition of Hunter Meadows Commercial Park. Again, the shared access shown, and then there has to be this maintained 10-foot area, which is kept free and clear in this plan. This is the lot location. You have Falcon Drive right here, 18th Street, 53rd Avenue. This is the previous plan, and what has changed from the two is that this area now is wider open. These areas here, the teller booths have been moved over here. There's been a tapering of this area here somewhat, and I believe an additional parking place added. And then the square footage has gone up from about 3750 to 4200 square feet in size, so the building is somewhat larger. And because of these things, these changes, we felt it necessitated a site plan correction. And here you have the site plan is shown now with the parking in this area, teller booths here, and wider openings here for access, and then an additional parking space, and then the larger building right here. Staff, in looking at this proposal, felt that the petitioner met with all the standards, and the landscape plan meets with those standards as well. We feel that we can make a good recommendation for approval on this project with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Do we have any?
Mr. Chairman, I should point out that I believe I have a conflict on this one, so I should abstain from any discussion or voting on this plan.
Thank you. That's noted. Any other, any questions from the commission? Greg, I understand. I believe now we have an entrance onto 53rd. Is that correct?
Yes, right here is shared between these two lots. And it's right in, right out.
Right in, right out. All right. I'm assuming that the city engineer has no problem with that.
I always have a problem when there's an access, private access off a major arterial, but it was approved with the planning of the subdivision, so it's there.
All right. Thank you. Any comments from the audience? Anybody wish to address us on this? Yes, sir.
My name is Josh Shaneman with the Lamakia Group. I'm here on behalf of Central Credit Union. And I just wanted to give you, I guess, get an orientation to the site plan with the rendering that we're showing there. That would be the perspective from the corner of 53rd and 18th, looking back at the site where the front door will be pointing out. Glass clear story reflects the volume of the lobby itself, with offices and support functions wrapping the perimeter. We've got very durable materials, brick, stone, metal panel, and aluminum curtain wall for the glass glazing system. And I'd be happy to answer any other questions you might have on the building.
Questions? Looks like it would be a nice addition. Do I have a...
I don't have any questions, maybe just a couple comments. I, being the one that was had issues with the McDonald's and the traffic, I think your front exit there is going to be a problem. And I guess my comment would be, I see in your plans where it looks like if someone's going through the drive-through, you're steering them to go out the front exit or the exit closest to 18th. I would envision that they're not going to be able to get out there. They're going to end up going around the building and going to the further west exit. So just something maybe to think about, rather than forcing, or not forcing, but suggesting by how your concrete is, maybe allow them to make that left-hand turn to go around the building again.
You are right that the curve of that drive is trying to direct traffic away, and that's primarily to isolate the member traffic from the drive-up traffic. So when available, they can exit there, but if it is backed up, it's clearly visible from there, and the users can circle the building.
Any other comments? Thank you. And motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12034, subject to staff recommendations.
A second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item is case 12035, 3285 Utica Ridge Road, another site development plan submitted by Frantic Properties, LLC. Do we have a staff report, Greg?
Mr. Chairman, this is the last remaining lot out of the group of lots that have been platted in the past as commercial, and this lot can be accessed coming down Utica Ridge Road. There's a dual access here that permits access to this lot. This is currently the building Mr. Frantic has, which he, I believe, is selling. And he's looking to build new right here, be right in, right out here, I believe, and then there will be a dual access in to these existing lots here that directly offsets with this entry into the lodge. This is the front aspect of where the lot looks. This is the area back here, starting with Symmetry Mortgage, and then there's an area where there's an opening here, and then there's some trees here, opening, and then trees here. And this is the view looking to the north from adjoining property. What we have here is the actual lot itself, which is Utica Ridge Office Park 3rd Edition, and these lots were platted when the detailing business went into this locale, and this area was split in two. And then the access here was set up to be a dual access, and then you had an area back here that was kept open. There's a stormwater detention easement area here. As we see on the plan, we have stormwater detention back here, and that water will go in this direction, come out toward the front. The building itself is here. There are four units within that building. One of them will be Mr. Frantic's. The dual access here that allows entry in. There's also means of access to the back of the building. This is the grading and erosion plan, and essentially showing the same things, but showing the containment of the sediments on site, how that'll be maintained, and then some more detail on the grading. Again, the detention area back here. And these are the building elevations right here, showing your front, the rear of the building, and then from a diagonal, and the other from the front. Staff, in looking at this proposal, felt that it met with our requirements. We're making recommendation for approval with those conditions that are listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
I have a question on the access. Would you go back to that? There's a shared access on the
right here.
Yeah, and then there's another access. And
this is basically an exit, I believe.
On Utica Ridge, it's a really busy road, and I it's a hill. So when you come down the hill, there's a lot of traffic there. I don't know why there has to be those two.
We would look at that as, I believe, a right out type access.
Yeah.
The right in, right out. It could be. I mean, I think that's dangerous.
Yeah. What we're trying to do with the full access on the south end, what we're trying to do is eliminate the difficulty in making a left turn onto Utica. I mean, it is difficult there. So if we have only one access, if we take out the cars that are making a right turn, it's going to reduce the delay time for those vehicles exiting.
Can I say something? My name's Joe Pfeiffer. I'm part of the group that owns the building that Greg's selling. And I've looked at this site, and you guys are putting the fifth lane in there. The right out, actually, if you go on this road, which I've been going on this road for 12 years, is going to make it a lot quicker and easier for people to exit out of there. Because if you leave only the one access, that's shared with a car wash. You're going to have the car wash people fighting with the people from his building trying to get out, and it's closer to the main intersection over there by what I call the U-Haul area. Mm-hmm. So what he's doing is he's making it so people can turn right out of there quicker. Now, we have obviously a shared interest in that because we're right there. Our driveway's the next one. And I was concerned about this when I first saw the plan, but I have to admit, I think it's actually a better plan to keep traffic flowing. And I want traffic flowing too because I don't want it any harder or easier or any harder to get in or out.
Well, is there an extra lane that's going to be put in into Utica Ridge?
Yeah, Utica Ridge from Spruce Hills to Tanglefoot is going to be a five lane with a center turn lane.
Okay. So is it possible under this, under the shared access you have then to turn left across Utica Ridge out of there?
I believe so. I mean, you would have the means to come in. I believe it's that wide, isn't it, Denny?
Yes, it's a full access.
So you could do this.
So it's a left and right turn.
There's only the one exit from the detailing place, right?
Correct.
So you really have a lot of, I don't know how much business they have, but there's exiting people that want to make, to get into that lane on the people that are exiting from this property. I'm wondering if that should be some wider or something. You know what I'm saying? We've got people from the Franich property trying to exit. We have people from the detailing property trying to exit. And then we have people perhaps trying to enter all in that space. Is that wide enough?
I think the detailing place, though, releases cars. You can't be releasing cars more than one every couple of minutes.
Yeah.
You got it. Pardon me.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You've got a good point. Again, what we're trying to do is get the right turners out as quick as we can and not stack up that dual access. Mm-hmm. Any more than necessary. But if we widen that out to make that exit a right and a left, I think that'll help too, because you're going to have the right turners from the car wash wanting to make a right turn.
Make a right turn.
So that's a good point.
Maybe this is wishful thinking, but it seems to me that when the other property was put in there to the north, we talked about when this issue came up where we would actually be able to go through into your parking lot so that there would be a right and a left, so we would have up by Total Detail and then down by the mortgage business where those properties would come in and go out to eliminate the access back and forth on Utica Ridge. Has that been discussed at all?
Gray doesn't look like it'll support that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was probably part of the problem then.
I recall that conversation. By the way, let me say my name's Greg Cranage, and the staff is wonderful to work with. They do a very good job of advising and letting us know on the plan what we need to put together and how it will be best approvable by you. The elevation, to answer your question specifically, it's about an 8-foot height difference between Joe's, which Joe Piper is the owner of our old building at this time that was sold about a month ago. About an 8-foot difference in elevation from the new lot to his lot. The same problem existed to the lot to the north with the small building that was built. It's just the elevation difference has made it almost impossible. We'll have to bring in about 8 or close to 9 foot of fill for this parking lot in order for there going to be a 3-foot drop from the car wash to this site plan or to this to the parking lot for this site. The reason for the right only, which I certainly understand your concern, and I know when we talked about this in 2003, the entrance from Symmetry being right across from Genesis, and then this entrance from the car wash being directly across from Jumers, and that making sense for the city engineer that traffic and that flow has to be appropriate with no left turning across traffic, and that only those two allowable entrances from Utica Ridge. The right only alleviates the challenge of people turning left, because most people, certainly from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock on almost any given day, will turn right given the opportunity, because the left turn is almost impossible. Certainly at 5 o'clock on any weekday. It's so close to the convenience store. It's also so close to that intersection of Spruce Hills Drive that it's, if you're going to turn left from the car wash at 5 o'clock, not lunch. It's going to be a while. Okay, and it is going to be a while. The right only will be made available for anyone to turn left while that traffic is being talked about. Is backed up and packed there waiting to turn left. It will help the dual right-only lanes that the city here has planned for the development of either the way will help tremendously turning westbound onto Spruce Hills Drive. But it is really my opinion that right-only will solve the problem for the traffic coming from this building, certainly at that point of much traffic in prime time. Does that help?
Yeah, I guess I'm not too concerned about the right-only exit. I'm more concerned about this combined entrance-exit. That's where I see a conflict there of people trying to make a left-hand turn either from the car wash or from your property and then being bottlenecking the other property. In other words, people can't get out because they're sitting there in the lane and they can't. They've got the lane blocked.
That's what I was saying.
You know?
Yeah.
And
either,
as Mr. Stoltenberg said, maybe there's a way to provide access across your property to the other right turn only exit, or make this entrance wider to allow people to go around those cars if they want to make a right-hand turn. I don't know what the right thing to do is, but that's just, I see this could be a real problem for you.
I have to bring an engineer. that entrance is sufficient for right turn and left turn exit. This is Chris Townsend.
Chris Townsend with Townsend Engineering.
Thank you.
Question, but I think making it wider actually might somewhat confuse people.
Good.
Sometimes it does. You're going to end up having. It'd be better if somehow it could be deeper. I see what you're saying. If somebody will stack up and then they can get in. I'm not sure just sitting here if we can solve that one. Making it wider in my mind, maybe Denny has an idea, but I don't think that'll solve it. Now, if people can make their way to that right and take it only from the car wash if they do allow it, I suppose. The idea initially was to not really have that quick, easy access over there to create this speedway through there. So I think it's something we can work with Denny on and try to make sure that we're providing the right access. This was generated years ago, I guess, this idea of joint access. We're dealing with what we got.
We always have a problem, and I don't like them, the joint access. It's a good idea when you look at it until you get right down to what we're doing right now and try and figure out. There's always conflict points with your entrances on both lots. I'll work with the developer and the developer's engineer, but I do think you had a good point in that the right turners from the car wash are just going to add to the problem if we don't have a separate designated right turn there. In other words, two lanes coming out, one being a left turn, one being a right turn.
Right, exactly.
It also will spread the cars out instead of backing them up in one line.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none, could I have a motion? I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm a resident of the area. If I could, I'd like to
speak to the back to the podium, please. Thank you.
My name is Mike Moritz, and I live at 3312 Lane by the Cork, which is adjacent to the property to the east. I remember when Mr. Cranish was building the north side approximately 10 years ago, I'm guessing it was longer or shorter than that. It There was an issue about a retention pond. I remember a gentleman sitting on this side said that there wouldn't be a retention pond because I think his statement was, let's face it, those are breeding grounds for mosquitoes. And this retention pond, as I see it, this property is going to be right behind my property, which makes it more of an issue for me. I don't know if that's been, those issues have been addressed. They've always been a good neighbor.
Your retention, it's going to be,
there's no reason that
people it'll be dry bottom.
Yeah. Be concerned because of the pipe or whatever, but I know on this, in this first building, I think what the plan was to run, at that point, the alternative was to run a line out the street instead of a retention pond. I would be concerned with the retention pond right behind my house. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you like,
Chairman?
Yes.
I don't believe that's designed as a retention pond. I think it's designed as a dry bottom detention pond, which will detain water for a short period of time after a rainfall.
Does that answer your concern, sir? Maybe a little deeper or more explanation, the difference between a detention and retention. This is a detention pond, not a retention pond. In other words, it's not intended to hold water. It's merely intended to slow it down. It would be wet for a short period of time and then dry it. Perhaps the engineer would like to address this.
Chris Thompson, talented engineer. That's a good point. And that what we did in the beginning, we had the entire site draining through the back detention, which is correct, it's the dry bottom pond. And then we changed it actually, so half the site goes to the front. You can kind of see there's a small detention in the front and half goes to the back. And then the back, the bottom of the back pond is right up here. I think 13 feet above the property line. This is quite a bit elevated, actually. And then there pipe, it does get piped, water actually does get piped all the way to it. So it's designed to be dry, you know, temporarily hold water, and then be dry. It's got enough slope on it so that there shouldn't be any water. It should be mobile. You know, the owner actually, I don't know, you've probably seen this existing building, but this is probably the first client I've ever had that actually wanted more space for landscaping. As a matter of fact, even in the back, we had to move everything back a little, provide more area behind the building, put more landscaping in. So, you know, he's concerned with what it looks like. And those detention basins, I'm sure you've seen them, that people don't maintain. This one's going to be mowable, slopes 3-to-1, so we can mow it and maintain it. So it shouldn't collect any water.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Hearing none, could I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that case 12035 be approved, subject to the staff recommendations and also subject to the changes and the recommendations from the city engineer on the access, on the dual access.
Great, thank you. Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion, all those opposed, motion carries. Thank you. Case number 12036 is next. That's 2002 Spruce Hills Drive, submitted by FEPH Acquisitions Fund 2, and that's also a site development plan.
Mr. Chairman, this site here, here's an outline roughly of where this new structure might sit relative to the two lots and also to the two buildings here. We have the strip mall and the bank. This is a view of the existing site looking to the east. There's Learning Campus Drive right here as it empties into Spruce Hills Drive. Here you have an entry here that's going to be maintained, as well as this one here to the strip mall and this one to the bank. Those will be kept as they are. And this is the view from the corner with 18th right here, Spruce Hills Drive through there. And this entry here will be closed, the one closest to the intersection. And this is the view looking at the strip mall. And then there is the bank. This entry here to be closed, this one to be kept open as part of an easement agreement that is already existing. that would permit access to the location. This is the site plan as it is pretty much whole, and then I brought this in as a magnified version showing the contours as well as the utilities. This easement area here will be abandoned and the electrical will be relocated so that the overhead electrical can be connected elsewhere and rerouted. As I mentioned earlier, this area here will be closed. And as it mentions in the report, I believe if there's any work that is done right here and here that comes out into the street, our engineer will have a review of that, make sure that also during the inspection process that nothing is occurring that would interfere with either 18th or Learning Campus Drive. Number of trees are planted throughout the entirety of the development, and that met all of our tree counts. This project did. These are the elevations showing how the structure would look. And going back, you'll note that some of the parking here happens to be in the setback. There's already a variance that's been granted by the Board of Adjustment for that, and there's also a variance that was granted for this drive-through area here. And staff, in looking at the proposal here as presented, recommends approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from our commission?
I guess entrances and exits again. So it looks like we're going out into the old Eagles parking lot on the north there. So again, that's not the best. Now, granted, it's great that it's further away from Spruce Hills, but you're on an incline when you're coming out of there.
There's an existing easement that permits that access.
Just my issue with that is that it is an incline there, and I like the idea again that we're closing these other entrances and exits. Is there any plans though to maybe level that off in some way?
You mean that is right here? That is city property, so mm-hmm. We've had that discussion at staff level. It was also brought up at the zoning board meeting, so I think we are going to take a look at that and see if there's something that can be done.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Anybody from the audience would like to address us? Yes, sir.
My name is Tom Lowe. I've been with the First Equity Group. It's actually the applicant of the plan that's been submitted. Certainly great to answer questions. Wanted to add one more comment. Access is a good comment, good point. But what probably isn't really well illustrated on this site plan that might be illustrated better on aerial or aerial overlay is the fact that rather than the entrance further away from the intersection, eliminating the one that currently exists. It's also where the existing drive is. And my street, why the easement was created here is that it lines up with Cumberland Square across the street. I think that's actually a benefit, being directly across the access across the street versus having offset driveways. That's another reason why the access is shown where it is.
Any questions? Thank you. Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12-036, subject to staff recommendations.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Second. All right, motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. That is the only last thing we have is a commission update.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, the City Council followed your recommendations and approved the Deer Harvester Community Credit Union site development plan and the final plat of the old Hunter Woods 4th edition. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Anything else? I guess we're adjourned.